You may have been one of almost 22,000 people to head along to the South Coast to check out the Illuminate Festival over 2 weeks this winter. It was a transformation of Victor Harbour's foreshore, a collection of immersive installations, lighting and projections. With me on the line now is Tourism Minister Zoe Bettison. Hi there, Minister. How are you?
Good morning and good morning to your listeners.
So it sounds like it was a success, Zoe.
Look, this is a record regional crowd, 21,742 visitors to have a look at Harbour Lights in Victor Harbour. Wrapped up about the 11th of September, and it was an opportunity to transform the foreshore, and it was very attractive for people to come and visit.
Yeah, so it was a great way to... I checked out the one in Adelaide, and, you know, while not all of the installations might be everyone's cup of tea, some of it was really like... kind of transforms you to another place. Like it was a really interesting way to experience a festival. I don't think we've had anything like that until recent years.
Well, look, it's creation, it's creative, it's technology, it's lights. It's using some of the tech to make us think and to, I guess, that responsive emotion that you had. I like this, I don't like this. That's what it's there for.
Yeah, and having it in Victor Harbour as well, that was part of a big effort to get more festivals in country areas, right?
It certainly was, and it was a great success over. So we also had lights and illuminate time in Renmark, which had about 11,000 visitors, and in Mount Gambier for the second year, 17,000 visitors. So about 50,000 people viewed illuminate in region. And we had 1.2 million visits in Illuminate in the city.
Yeah, right. So that sounds quite big. So having something like that in a place like Victor Harbour, what kind of added bonus effects does it have for the area?
So it's supported by the Tourism Commission. And can I just shout out to Rachel Azzopardi and Lee Cumberledge, that the Illuminate Adelaide co-founders and creative directors, they've done a fantastic job. What we're really trying to do here is drive, in winter, to drive visitation to these regional areas, but also for people to feel part and parcel of what is happening, not just in Adelaide, and it's for the second year that it's happened, but to experience themselves as well.
Yeah, now South Australia is the festival state. Any thoughts on this reputation and how it can grow into the future?
Well, look, one of the key things for me is not just to have what is traditionally known as Mad March, where you've got the fringe festival WOMAD in those summer months, but to have events throughout the year. So you just don't think about coming to South Australia in those summer months. You think at any time that I come to Adelaide or come to South Australia, there's activities, particularly in this area of festivals and events and arts and tech. So this is one of the key things about Illuminate, to drive that visitation throughout the year, because it's held mostly in July in the city, but of course in the regions expanded out to September.
And how is South Australia's visitor economy going at the moment, Zoe Bettison?
Look, we're getting there. There's no doubt at all that it is going to take some work to get back to our $8.1 billion visitor economy that we experienced prior to COVID. I'll be making some announcements early next week about where we're at the moment. But one of the key things we've had is a great interstate overnight visitors. In June of 2022, 195,000 people spent $244 million. So that's up 30% from June last year. So we're seeing some early buds here of people coming back, shining a spotlight on South Australia, increasing their spend. But we've still got work to go to get back to where we were.
And any thoughts on continuing to create great opportunities in regional areas?
Well, certainly that's going to be a key focus of mine. What we had is the highest July occupancy figures in regional South Australia that we've ever had. So we have 57% regional occupancy. So these are some really great opportunities for us to see that people are travelling all throughout the year. There's activities for them to do all throughout the year in South Australia. We know it's about wine and food. But, for example, the opportunity to next year go and stay at Monarto, zoo is like going to be one of a kind experience. So it's refreshing the product that we have, but also having that very deep understanding of what we have to offer.
Thanks so much for your time today, Minister Zoe Bettison.
It's great to talk to you. And can I just note that it was great to have Monuments by Craig Walsh, which celebrated the First Nations, Affirmation Station by Vansy Omega, and Submergence by Squid Soup. These were some of the key artists that were involved in Harbour Lights.